Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is OmniTalk Retail. I'm Ann Mazinga.
And I'm Chris Walton.
And we are coming to you live from the Vusion Group booth, number one at the World Retail Congress in Paris. Thanks again to Vusion Group for making all of our coverage of the World Retail Congress possible. Now, Chris, we have a very special guest.
Yes,
and
I'm thrilled with
my
very
best to use my Swedish heritage to pronounce this correctly.
You had Swedish heritage.
I mean, I'm from Minnesota.
We have all kinds
of Scandinavian heritage. But today, joining us, we have Ulrika Bissert.
Absolutely correctly.
I did it?
Nice. Yes.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. Okay.
Two for two today, Ed. We're two for two.
That was high performance.
Okay. Yes. Well, let's just hope the rest of the interview continues along this track.
That's right.
Ulrika is the Chief People Officer at the Inca Group of IKEA, which you might also know, those of our audience who are listening. And we are thrilled to have you today.
And so it's lovely to be here.
Thank you so much.
So let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us about your background, your career, your role. Like, what does that all entail?
Well, my start of my career was as a counselor.
Really?
That probably helps in HR.
I was
a social worker and a family therapist, which is a bit funny because I was 22 years old.
Wow.
And I worked with that for 5 years
out
in the fields. And after that, I got specialized with working with teenager girls with drug problems.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
And actually, it had a profound impact on my career because I learned some things in that job. Firstly, is that some of us are unfortunate in life, so we can't choose really who we are born with from. But the most important is that those girls, they had very low self-confidence.
Right.
No one believed in them. And what I learned that if you believe in people, if you support but also challenge, magic can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if I translate that into our company, IKEA is a really people-centric company.
Right.
Where the culture and values is nothing on the walls, is something that we want to execute every day. But the belief in people is profound.
Right.
So we believe that if we recruit the right people, you can grow. You can get a little bit challenged, but that is probably what I meet mostly when I'm in the markets, is people who said, I didn't believe in myself, my manager did, I got this job, and I grow. And what we also see now, my final comment on this one, is that we see a link now between happy customers and happy coworkers.
Okay.
So when the coworkers are engaged, feel included, and can grow, we actually are selling better business.
Really?
Yes.
As defined by what? Like, how do you measure that? Like, how do you know that?
We're measuring it in happy customer and, of course, the sales. But we also have measurement now on the people data.
So you look at
where
that
we can
too.
See the correlation
you
between
them.
Wow. And we have done this, I would say, for 8 years. We're celebrating 8 years as a company now.
Yeah.
So this has been in the center of everything we do. But now we can also see business result, which I think is very engaging.
Is anyone else doing that you know of?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's really
remarkable.
You
hear people say it all the time, but you never hear anyone actually talking about correlating it. Like
right, putting
you just
metrics
did, so
to
that's
it.
Interesting. The other point that I want to just put a pin in, too, because I thought it was really interesting, because you reminded me of my store manager days at Target, where I'd come in, I'd visit all my stores throughout different states, and you'd always meet the people where, like, hey, there was just something bad that happened in their life, you know, and they caught a tough break. And if you invested in them and believed in them, you'd see a massive difference in their performance, their happiness, and their just general quality of life over the long run, too. So it's really interesting to hear you say that.
And the stores? I mean, did you see changes in the stores and how they manage their teams in the stores,
I mean, the stores and the customers were the end, you know, output
benefactors,
of that, to your point.
Yeah.
But really, the root of it is investing in the person, him or herself, to start, which was key. So.
And what we can see today, I really like data, so I will use some data here. But what we can also see that 84% of our coworkers, they say that they can be themselves.
Mm.
And I think that is also critical business impact when you don't need to have what I call a second job, where you need to cover up parts of your identity, or how am I perceived, can I speak up, can I make mistakes, but instead you can be in the energy of free flow, some magic happens again, and we actually do better business. So that is also an interesting.
That's a very key psychological point too.
Yes, and you're backing it up by measuring that and making making that a pillar of your business and how you operate. Ulrika, what brings you to WRC? What are you here to the at the World Retail Congress like to do, to see? Tell us a little bit about it.
I actually really are interested in high-performing retail. Mm-hmm. And to be a high-performing retail, you need to have high-performing teams.
Yes.
So they are correlated. And I think if we look at what's happening in the world, you could really arguing that it's quite difficult to run business today. Mm-hmm. We have geopolitical crisis, cost of living crisis, mental health mm-hmm. is actually really not on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
And we also see technology advancement in a speed that at least I have never experienced.
Right.
So in the center of all this, I believe it's about people, it's about people competences, but it's also about how can we continue be successful as a retail company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what brought me here is the theme, but also to get some learnings and
to learn
some influence and really to start to understand what can we do to be the best possible employer so our coworkers can do the best possible customer experience. So they go hand in hand for me.
Right. Has there been anything that's really sparked your interest so far? Any conversations you've had at dinners or anything where you're like, okay, I'm going to take that back and think about it?
Yeah, we will talk, and that will also be one of the themes is high performing teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked a question about what is that then? And to me, I think all organizations and companies, we need to start to ask ourselves what is performance for our organization. And for us, it's about, we have developed an approach where 50% is about the hardcore, it's KPIs, it's follow-up, it's, if you like, the performance, a little bit black and white, and it's easy to measure. But 50% that is equally important for us is how we are performing, meaning how do I act in relation to other people?
Oh.
We have an idea that the we is bigger than the me, so team playing is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Togetherness, what is best for the company and for the customer, rather one is best for me. So we are trying, and that was one of the questions that I got here, is what does that mean really for the future?
Yeah.
So that is quite interesting, I think, that I experience many companies now, specifically, as I said before, in the way we're operating our business, it's a bit challenging, and by that we need to find new ways and better ways in to get our people to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so much correlated.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one question that we had too is, you know, especially coming from the States, we hear a lot about this. The pandemic changed a lot of things. Everyone knows that, but it's we're still coming to grips with how we're working at our retail organizations.
Yeah.
You know, particularly the work from home versus you come into the office. How have you approached that, or what have you found that works? What have you found that doesn't in terms of trying to answer that question and to keep people happy and keep them retained in the organization as well?
This is one of our core areas that we have massively invested the last 16 months. I think, to be totally honest, I think we were a little bit ignorant before and
really
took it a little bit for granted.
Okay.
At least when I'm looking critical at myself.
Yeah, that's
but
great.
What we did is that instead of assuming what is the right thing, we started to have deep dialogues with our coworkers. So we have something we call Tillsammans, that is togetherness group.
Mm-hmm.
So in Swedish is Tillsammans, where we're asking our coworkers in depth, what do they need?
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with five things. So one is the fair income and the total rewards package. And importantly, it's not the same for everyone.
Right.
So in some markets, it's the pension. In some markets, it's the health benefits.
Right.
In some markets, it's parental leave. So that is kind of the basics. But what I found very interesting, that is two dominating factors. One is around flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So our coworkers are saying, we need more flexibility. I need to choose when to work.
Sure.
And how much to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing something that we call assemble your job, where you can have much more influence in those topics. And then the second one that I thought was interesting is around tools, and it's super basic. So the coworkers told us that the clothing is not fixing, it's not matching my needs. And how can we have a more inclusive view on clothes? Meaning, if
clothes.
I'm a little bit more curvy, how does the clothes fit me?
Right. Oh, got it.
So, you know, it's not up here. It's really down to concrete things. Another thing was tools. Digital tools. Mm-hmm. They worked on different devices. They want one device, one system. And then it's like always, leadership, leadership, leadership. Do we have empathic leaders, supportive leaders, people who challenge but also recognize? And then it's about competence development and reskilling and upskilling. Do I have the right competence today and tomorrow within Inca or elsewhere? Mm-hmm. So those five factors, and the result is speaking now for itself. So we were in the mid 25, 16 months ago. We are under 20% staff turnover now.
Okay.
Wow, so you can say it's only 5%
Mm-hmm.
It's massive work.
Yeah, it's massive.
Right.
So it's hard work. It's intentional work. And I'm super committed to continue because my worry is that if we relax, it will raise again.
Right.
It's counter to the trend of the industry, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's another point, even though that's a big increase on its own. It's counter to the trend, too. So and tools go along with flexibility, I would imagine, as well.
Right. Well, Ulrika, I'm going to be doing a panel tomorrow talking about technology and innovation in the store that changes the lives of the associates and then of the customers. I'd love to hear from your perspective, going a little bit deeper into some of those tools that you were talking about. Where are you seeing that your coworkers, your colleagues, where are they seeing the most benefit from some of the tech investments or tools that you are putting into play at Inca Group and IKEA?
I can give you one concrete example is our customer support centers.
Okay.
So historically it was call centers.
Yep.
So the customer called and, you know, have very often the same questions.
Right.
Now we have transformed the same to customer support centers where our coworkers, instead of taking the calls, they become experts in design. So they are helping the customers to do the purchase, but also how to make your home more nice. And that is a good example of tools. So now you as a customer get support actually by AI instead of your more everyday questions. And the same coworkers are trained, retrained to actually support the customer in a total other way than before. It's one good way to showing tools and technology.
Yeah.
Where I think actually the job is even more fun for the coworker.
Right.
And it's a typical example, I believe, what we can see when technology now is developing in rapid pace.
So if I hear you correctly, you're saying that you're leveraging AI to answer some of those simpler questions, like, you know, when can I pick something up? Can I return this product?
Right.
What's that policy? And now you're leveraging your coworkers for the full-on process to really engage with your customers to say, what is your vision for your home?
Exactly.
How do we make this come to life? And then using them to kind of walk them through the process of here's how you get your items, here's how you assemble, that kind of thing. Is that right?
Exactly. And it's about home furnishing competence. Our coworkers are skilled in you know, the needs of the many people at home.
Okay.
Now many of us are not so skilled in how to do our homes.
No.
And then you call and then you can get support here.
Okay.
So I think it's a totally new way of thinking.
Yeah, which again is so important and gives you so much more meaning, I think, in your job than just answering those questions over and over again of our return policy is 14 days or whatever like that. Yeah.
Well, and it speaks to how you think about the team too, I think, right? So you're investing in technology to take away and improve and make more cost efficient the things that are kind of mundane and you do over and over again. And then you're reinvesting that into the upskilling of the contact center workforce to provide more information to the customers day in and day out, right? That's a good way to summarize that.
Very good.
Okay, awesome.
Well, Ulrika, this has been amazing.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you for spending time with us.
So much for sharing just what you have shared with all the rest of the group here at World Retail Congress. We want to say a big thank you again to the Vusion Group for all of our coverage here being made possible. We'll be here all day today with the coverage from the show, meeting tons of people who are here to share their knowledge.
I've lost track of how many more interviews we
have,
Anne.
We've got quite
a few, and we'll be coming live all day. So stick close to OmniTalk Retail on LinkedIn. And until next time, man.
Be careful out there.